We are already in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Hei Amabeis, and we are beginning the top line of Daf Mem Hei Amabeis. It said in the Mishnah, Vimlav, Eida Sheini Noitel HaSeven, that if he doesn't die from falling off the roof, so then the second aid takes a Evan. Noitel, right, does the one aid take the stone? Vatayinot in a Brai. So Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, Evan HaYisasham, this Evan was there that was used to kill Masu Shnei B'nei Adam. He needed two people to carry it. Noitla, they take someone takes it, one of them take it, but Noitla leave and puts it on his heart. And Meisba Yotza, and if he dies, Yotza. So the Bryce says clearly, the stone was Master Shnei Adam. So how could say in the Mishnah that Noitla seven? Look at the Bryce itself. The Bryce itself is Mashma, one person takes it. It says Master Shnei Adam, Noitla and Noitla leave. It says that he takes it and puts it on his heart. So it sounds like one person takes it. Ella. The madla ba'dei chavrei, to bring it to the let's say you're throwing it off the roof, to bring it to the end of the roof, you need two people taka. But then one person throws it. Why? So that you ki hechi the teisim erazia. It's a bigger kayak. One person throws something, it's a bigger kayak. Two people throw something, since they can't be mechavim to do it at the exact same time, the one holds the other person back. So it doesn't come same force. Do something with force, you need one person. So Echanami, it's a very heavy stone, so two people help him carry it to the place, and then one throws it on the person to give him skila. It says in the Mishnah, Vimlav, then if the aid, his stone does not kill him, then Kant Klayashaw finishes him off.
What's the question?
The Brice says it was Master Shnei B'Adam. It says in the Mishnah, aid Hasheni Noitel Seven. How can aid Hasheni Noitel Seven? You need two people. Need two people. But look at the Brice. It says, Evan is Shah Master Nebi Adam, Noitla Venosna Libai. Noitla, it sounds like one person takes it. So it's 2-1. Teretz is, two people bring it to the spot and one person throws it. So that's what Mishnah means also. Noitla Seven means, if Adam doesn't take from the spot, you have two people. One person throws it at him. And the end of the Mishnah says, Mimlav, he doesn't die, Rigimosle Bechol Yisrael, Shnema Yadayim Tivarishon, Eloisi Yakalam Gorokhorin. So I think more about Tanya. Ma'olam l'shana ba'adam. Ayin says that Brisa, he never had to throw a stone twice. So what's the Mishnah talking about? And tomorrow, Kikamina, Mikamina David, who said it happened? The Macho Kamina, I'm saying if you need it, you could do it. But not that it ever happened. So I think more about Omar, Evan Hoysa. It says in the Brisa that there was an Evan prepared that was used for this skila. By time to the brisa, achas evan shnishkaboy. Side of stone used for skila. But achas eight shnishkalov. The eight used that for hanging. We'll see that they hung him on a pole after the misa. The echad sayif, and the sayif when it's the misa of sayif shneherigboy. The echad sudar shnechaboy was he used the sudar to choke him. Kulam nikabarim imay. They're all buried with him. Now Rashi here says there's a kasev. Mikover tikmarenu yisera. It's a double lashon. So we learn that the thing that was used to kill him is buried with him. Now Rashi of Azara explains the reason is because it's also bahana. That's why you bury him with it. The Rambam says different pshat. He says it shouldn't be a zikr in ra. It shouldn't be like you remember always. This is the stone he was used to kill him. That's why you bury everything. The lachas bury everything. What's the kasha? Mishnah says that Evan, there was an Evan there. What do you mean? Everything gets buried with him. You always prepare another one. After the one's buried, you prepare the exact same size, same stone. Instead of it. And that's what Mishnah means. It was an Evan, a certain size Evan. They always had prepared the new Evan that was the right size. You bury it with him. You're not allowed to bury anything with the mace. And actually, this is a halacha by every mace. Now we're here. You're not allowed to bury something with a mace. It means within four amas of him, but not mamish with him in his hands in a mace. And the Ramban and Taurus other brings this down in the halacha, but every mace, you shouldn't bury any person with something. So I don't know how to tie up all those stories that say they want to be buried with the notebook that says all the achnas archim. I'm not sure. You have to eye in the story with the mefarshim the exact pshat. But pashtus in the Taurus Adam, it says they now bury someone with something in his hand. It could be within four amos of him. That's fine. You put it in the same cave, you could put it in, but not in his coffin, not with him itself. The Gemara. That's why the Gemara has a kasha. How do you bury the eight, which is a minatayra to bury with him? The kavod tikranu. And so the Gemara's kasha is how do you bury with him? Teretz is imay b'tufsas. It means within four amos. So the Gemara vayta amas shmu. Nikta'a yada edim is part. Nikta yada edim is part. Shmuel says a big chiddush. that since it says in the pasuk Yada Edim Tiyabai Rishani, the hands of the Edim valved in the Misa. So let's say after the Gemara Din, the Ed on the way to the base of Skila is in an accident, he falls off the horse. What's the halacha? And he breaks his hand falls off. You don't give the guy a Skila anymore because he doesn't have a hand. And you need Yada Edim Rishani. So halacha is his potter. My timer, what's the reason? The Be'ina Yada Edim Tiyabai Rishani of Alaka. Because you need Yadim, you don't have it. Agav, I'll tell you a kasha that they ask. We learned in the sugya before, yesterday's daf, that if Edim turned out they were taka lying, we believe them they were lying. There's nothing you can do about it because they can't change their mind. So fake Dar Sameach, have a simple etza. Cut off the guy's hand. Let the guy cut off his hand. That's the Ar Sameach's kasha. And Ar Sameach's kasha is more like this. He's saying it's a chiyuv to save someone. Are you a chiyuv to give up a limb to save someone? So he says, vice versa here, you're not mechuyev to give up a limb to save someone. The Edom are not mechuyev to give up their limb to save someone, therefore we don't cut off his hand. And this is very negeya, is someone mechuyev to give up a kidney to someone if he needs a kidney. So they bring right from here that you don't have to give away. You're not mechuyev to, it's a beautiful thing, it's a midas chasidus, but you don't have to, it's not a chiyev to give away a kidney for someone else. So, says, you take everything so literally. You're telling me if the Edim don't have hands, they can't say Edis? And Rashi explains that never says anywhere that a guy without hands possible Edim. Don't say it anywhere. So tomorrow, no. If you don't have an end in the beginning, it's better. Shani Yada, if those are your hands, so then it's fine. Like Rashi says, "Ava gidmim miyikara loy mishdamu winei." The zuhi yachshlo. That is the hands. It means yada eidim by rishon. It means the hands you have rishon. It gotta be here later on. But if the hands, but if the hands are cut off, it's no good. But if those are your hands, then it's fine. Meisvei, I'm asking you a kasha on this idea that we need literally the guys, the eidim's hands for the misa. Meisvei, a case was where the guy ran away. And it's not the place of the Besdin. So it says in the Salacha, Komokoim, actually it's a Mishnah or a Braisa, Komokoim shi udu shnayim, v'yoyimu me'idim onu be'ish ploini, shenigma adina Besdin ploini, u'ploini ploini edav. So any place, you go to another Besdin, and they walk in and they say, we are edim that this guy was sentenced to death in that Besdin, in Besdin and Beitar, and these are two edim, harei zeh yaroi. Anywhere he is, you can say Edis about this and kill him. The Edim are not going to be here to push him down the thing. So you don't Yadav and Rishonis. How can you do that? How can you kill him? It's a kasha on Shmuel. Harezi Yeheroig. You need to have the Edim here live in color. And for the Gemara, take him on Shmuel. But he ain't Edov. You know who said this Edim? They are the Edim. They are the same Edim who are calling the same Edim. You can ask me. Look at the Bryce. It says, you say plenty Edov. It's you. It's a good kasha, a good teretz we don't have. Some say they feel this teretz, you have to change the girsa and the brisa, which is very hard to do. But I, the Aruch Neh, my girl, say, they talk about the shaila. Frank the Gemara, or listen to the local rabbite. Me being a craw, Frank the Gemara like this. Do we really need craw ke chsev? Do we really need craw ke chsev? You might see the pasuk like a little bit state, like saying, yada eid the bar of shayla means mamish literally. Everything literally, but time with the brisa. Mois yuma samaka ritzechu. It says that a guy's a ritzach gets misa. You know what's the misa? Misa is sayif. Ain't the other misa ksuba. You only know misa of sayif. Menayin shim iat yochla misa ksuba. How do you know if you can't kill him with the misa ksuba? The misa says first in the pasuk that he gets sayif. How do you know you give him the misa? Misa b'chol misa shatu yochla misa. You give him any misa you give him. Tamaloi ma'a mois yumas davaloshen amakem mekom alkim that you kill him in any case. So what do you see? Even though the Torah says that you give a reitzeach sayif, if you don't have a sayif, you kill him a different way. So you see, not everything is so literal. So that's the child. The Gemara on Daflam Beis and Beis Darshans that you have to, that from the pasuk that's the din of from the word nokaim yinokaim, and it says by veisam lechem cherev nekemes the kam bris. You see, it's cherev. And still was saying it could be anything. So you see, you don't take the pasuk literally. My answer is Shani Os Magro Moisumos. Teretz says you're right. Usually you take everything literally. There you have a riboy. If you had a riboy, but you had an aid, then also that Tamarba Gidem, someone lost his hand. And Khanami, but here you don't have a riboy there. Here you have a riboy. Learn out from there. So learn out from there. Learn out from Ratzach. My answer is Ratzach, Gay Adam, Shtek Subban Kachad. So Ratzach, Gay Adam, Shtuk Subban Kachad. Both Shtuk Subban Kachad, Emma Lamden. Anytime you have two psukim that marry the same thing, you cannot learn out from there. What are the two things? Ratzach, Hada Amaram. Ratzach is Maisumas, that's the Makar from Baratzach, that's the Makar Baratzach, that doesn't have to be that Misamamish, it doesn't have to be literal. And what's the case of Goyal Adam? Goyal Adam, the time of the Rice, Goyal Adam Yomis Amaratzach. Now Rashi learns, Goyal Adam Yomis Amaratzach is referring to a Shaygig. A Shaygig who leaves the ear Miklat, leaves his place of Golis, he's free to kill him. So it says the Goyal Adam Yomis Amaratzach, mitzvah Goyal Adam. How do you know there's no Goyal Adam? Bezdim appoints a Goyal. Shenema, figure by B'chol Makom. So here's another place where you don't take the thing literally. It's not Mamash the Goyal Adam. We have a backup Goyal Adam. So you see these two places are places we don't take it literally. And therefore, it's Sheikh Sumer Gechad Ve'ein Melamdin. Now, the best time you do take everything literally, there it's two separate cases where you have a Lima. Now, Rash learns this is talking about a Shaygig, which would sound like that the Shaygig, the Chiyev to kill the Shaygig, leaves the Ir Muklah, which is not so poshut. The Arishanim will argue on this whole thing. The Yad Yamar says this pasuk is talking about a regular Reitzach. The Lach is a regular Reitzach, the Goyal Adam is right to kill him. And that's what we're talking about. It means amazed Ayin the Rishanim. So now you, the Makshin, have this hard time with this on Shmuel. He's saying, you don't need Krak Chesiv. It's not true. You don't need Krak Chesiv. By the time we learned in the Mishnah, this is talking about the Ben Sarer Umayrer. If the father of a Ben Sarer Umayrer was a Gidem, missing an arm, or Ilem, who couldn't talk, or Chiger, who couldn't walk, or Suma, couldn't see, or Cherish, couldn't hear, Einoi Nase Ben Sarer Umayrer. The child does not become a Sarer Umayrer. Does not have the power of Sarer Umayrer. What's the pshat? Because the pasuk says, Shenema, the whole pasuk reads, that it says, V'tafsu boi ova v'imai v'etziu oisai al-ziknei iroi v'al-shar mekaimai v'omru. Next part says, V'omru al-ziknei iroi b'neinu zeh soirer u'meireh enenu shemeya b'kerleinu zeh l'vaseivim. We dash in all these words. V'tafsu boi v'lai gidman. You have to be able to grab him. You can't have him missing a hand. V'etziu oisai v'lai chigrin. You bring him out to Bezdin, and he can't be a chigrin. Can't be someone who can't walk. V'omru v'lai yomun. You have to say, it has to be can't be ilai. B'neinu zeh v'lai suman. He said, "B'nei Ruzeh." You point to the B'nei Ruzeh. Sumin, because Mashba B'nei Ruzeh. Mashba Shirayin. I said, "Rash says, Loi Sumin." And then Ushmeya Bikarleinu Lecharosh. We can't be someone can't hear. So my time, I was pshat in this drasha. Lav Mashum to be in Krak Chesiv. You need literal pasuk says. The more Loi Shani Hasam. No, Betzem. You don't need Mam Krak Chesiv according to the Makshin. Shani Hasam the Kulei Krak Yaseru. That whole pasuk extra. Therefore, we dash in all these different drashas. Tashma. We're going to try to bring an Araya to Krah Kedachsiv. They need literal what it says in the pasuk. This is talking about the Ir HaNadachas. It says that you bring everyone to the Rechayv Ir. So Tashema, Ein Lo Rechayv. The city does not have a Rechayv. Ein Nasas Ir HaNadachas. You can't make the city into the Ir HaNadachas. It's very small. Rav Kiva, Ein Lo Rechayv is not a big deal. Ois Lo Rechayv, you make a Rechayv. So I can like plead the Masava Rukhaiva the Makarabina, you need the original Rukhaiva before it happened the Iranadakas, the Masava Rukhaiva, the Hashanami Kimkara not Dhamma. You can add one right now. Ava the Kuli Amma, Bini Krak Siv, but you see both of Kim Shmuel both agree, you have to have a Rukhaiv. So again, there's a Maxin here who is tiny on Shmuel, you don't need Kirk Siv. Lakhari, it's a first Mishta, they need Kirk Siv. So the Gemara Tanoi, you're right, Machalikis Tanoi, it's Taka Machalikis Tanoi. Katan, we learned in the Mishta. In lehen boyin yad boyin regal oizim yamonis. It's talking about a metzora. The metzora, you have to put something on his thumb, on his big toe, and on his ear, his right ear, and all the things right thumb, right big toe. So if he doesn't have one, in lo tahara alamis. Fit tanakama, he does not have a tahara because he holds krokach chesiv. If you don't have that, you cannot get tahara alamis. You'll be live metzora forever. Be kibbutz to kol shara if you're missing a toe. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Noisan Amakayim V'yaitzeh. You put it on the stump, and that's good enough. That's good enough. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Noisan Asmoil V'yaitzeh. Put it on the left side V'yaitzeh. And Rashi says, both Rabbi Eliezer and both Rabbi Shimon both learn, they both hold, that you don't need Krah Kerechsev. So this is the man Yama who holds, you don't need Krah Kerechsev. We want to know who's like that. We need Krah Kerechsev. We have Rechayiv. We always rise. No. There we have two madiyam holds, you don't need a sieve. If you don't have a thumb, you put it on the kaimai or al smiloi. So you see, it's not mak for the krok sieve, and that's pshat in the makshin. And that's when we'll start the next mishnah in the next year.